On our conversation of the value of architectural design services, nothing complements the inside of your home better than the architectural series of Pella window and doors. That beautiful wood finish, protected by an aluminum clad on the exterior. And if you go full out, you've got your blinds built inside your window pane so that you never have to worry about them getting crushed or damaged by the wildness of four kids in your home. But that's not for everyone. Pella's got a line for every homeowner and every home application. Their fiberglass and pervia line is perfect for our desert climate, much superior to a lot of vinyl products you see on the market. If you're out and about today in the Gilbert area, you can see Pella at the Gilbert Civic Center, 10 to 4, one-day event. Pella will be on display, and you can talk to their consultants and get a 15% off. A total Pella project financing is available, or you can visit their showrooms in Oracle Valley or Scottsdale. Pella viewed to be the best, and the view we look out from our home out through our Pella windows to the beautiful desert escapes. Chauncey, I sit back and I dream about the perfect Arizona home. This, if I've got unlimited resources, unlimited space, unlimited time, unlimited restrictions, I know what my Arizona home design is going to be. Do you ever sit there and dream like that?
Absolutely. I don't know if it's going to be the same one you have, but but most definitely I do. First of all, it has to be masonry.
Absolutely.
It has to be masonry, and we're going to put veneer materials on this masonry. We're going to use desert materials, stone, rock, maybe some other kind of tile and so forth that reflect. I think contemporary architecture is beautiful when it uses a lot of color and texture. So we use masonry. And if you have an unlimited budget, then we'd start using structural steel for our framing members. That may or may not be exposed. I would get away from wood exterior materials simply because it's so brutal here. But using stone, masonry, veneer, texture, color, that would be the start point of a project. Anytime you can start selecting your materials first of what you love and go from there, you're always ahead of the game. So if you're in love with materials and you love a certain stone or material, I'll tell you as an architect, if you came to me and says, you know, I love this particular kind of stone, Chauncey, and I just have to have it, an architect's going to sit there, and you're probably going to have that tissue drooling, taking the drool away from me because he says, oh, my God, now I have something I really get into. And from that and the conversations we have, the home will develop beyond what you thought and even what the architect thought, because that conversation between two people is what generates the design. And that's where an architect really becomes a benefit to the client.
Is there a layout style you like? Which direction does the back door face?
That is personal. The thing we have to be careful in Arizona is our north and south views. We really can expose that. The sun is so brutal here. If it gets inside your house, I don't care if Pella is a wonderful, wonderful window, but if
it's still glass.
It's still
against the western sun.
You want to avoid west exposures whenever. But we live in our culture. We live in a certain way. How you develop those rooms and how they're associated with each other can change. And that's also when an architect, between the views, the site views, the views within the site, the views outside the site, the mountains, or Tucson, we have mountains all around us, so it's wonderful. So that is important.
Is there so we've got direction. What about layout style? Do you? A lot of homes, garages on this side, kitchen in the middle, living room here, kids' bedrooms over here, master over here. Do you have a layout style you like?
Personally, yeah. If I was today design a home for myself, it would be probably anywhere from 1,400 to 1,800 square feet. It would have two sleeping areas. One is the master bedroom and then one a guest suite and maybe an open office kind of study area that was open to the whole. It would be a very open plan. And then have a two-bedroom, two-bath guest house. That would be my perfect and of course out of masonry. But that would be my perfect home that I would design for myself. But very, very simple. You know, some clients, I've designed master bedrooms right next to the kitchen off the garage. Some of them are on the other side. Some are split bedrooms. Depends on your lifestyle. With your lifestyle getting expanded, the kids away, people want the split bedrooms. And most families like split bedrooms.
Now, I'm going to give you some ideas on my perfect home because I want your feedback on it. I've shared this with a couple architects, Tom Riley of Renovations in Prescott. Mm-hmm. He gave me some great things to consider on that. He came out of Arco Santi. I've talked with I'm drawing a complete blank, but I can picture his face. I'll pull it. But before we do that, we're going to bring Greg in because he wants to know, he has a question on your chapel at Mount Lemmon, which is such a unique project. I want Arizona homeowners to hear what y'all are working on. Greg, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Chauncey, pleasure to talk to you.
You're welcome.
I've seen in the news lately this chapel that's going up at the top of Mount Lemmon, and I met the builder the other day, Gary Griffith, with Griffith Construction, and he showed me the plans, and it's just an amazing build. And I was wondering if you could talk to the listeners about how you as the architect have interacted with the engineers who helped develop this and design it, as well as Gary Griffith with Griffith Construction, and exactly what this structure is. It's such a unique build. I don't even know what to call it, but I'm sure you do. So if you could expand on that, I would love to hear it.
Absolutely. The style of that church is a Byzantine. It's what the church is a Byzantine Catholic chapel is what it is. And it's modeled after the Ukrainian Boyko design, Boyko, wooden church. If you Google that, you'll see similar layouts. And this is that design is based upon that Ukrainian Byzantine architecture. The structure is originally they built these out of wood. They didn't have much stone, so they built them out of wood. And it was my understanding that these people were bolt builders. They build bolts. There is no nails in these boats.
Floating boats.
The stuff that stays on water most of the time.
Shipbuilder.
Yeah, shipbuilder.
Hundreds of years ago.
Yes, so these people built these things without nails, without studs, and without joist. And they used all...
That's craftsmanship.
Yeah, the craftsmanship. And they the research I did is they used hardwood pins and dowels to put this all together. Well, when we went to do this structure... We did not want these are sort of hollowed out structures the way they built them without joist and studs. So I talked to my structural engineer, and this is built with what they call compression and tension rings. There is three octagon shapes that go smaller as they go up, and they have compression and tension rings in them. There is no studs or post underneath to hold this up, so it's all hollowed out inside. And so when you look up, you're going to see this structure that just floats up into three octagons up to the very top of the dome, which will be there's an icon that Chuck Albanese painted on a half dome, or I should half circle, and he painted that in 3D on multiple dome surface. But structurally, that's the way it's done. That's the history of it.
It's going on the Mount Lemmon.
On Mount Lemmon, yes.
It's in process.
It's in process. Matter of fact, the floor has been, the wood floor is down right now. The platform is ready for them to start, and they're just going to finish up the deck, which goes all the way around the building.
When's the first service?
Hopefully in September, October.
That close,
yeah. Gary Griff's great.
Now, that caller was Gary. Was that him?
No.
Okay.
Gary is a character, but he knows what he's doing. It's wonderful working with him.
Well, where can somebody go see pictures of this?
I haven't put any on my website.
All right, you email them to me. I'm going to put them on your partner page during the next break so people can go see
Okay.
Some the 3D drawings, because yeah. it's like bringing a piece of history from hundreds of years ago to life. It's just something you stand there at and admire. I mean, you can't help but be in awe when you look at it.
The biggest, strongest point in here, as being an architect, sometimes you use academics as part of your approach to a design, and this project was beloved because of that, because it brings you interpret the and try to stay close to the original concept and bring that to life more in contemporary situations. So it's a pleasure, and it's one-in-a-lifetime experience for
now,
an architect.
We've mentioned the value of masonry just because of how well it stands up to the sun, and here we're talking about a wood project. What are they going to use to maintain that wood? You're at a high elevation there.
Well, that's to our benefit. What we're using is we are using wood frame, wood frame studs with the sheathing on the exterior, plywood for those who not know what sheathing is. But then we're taking a 2.5-inch siding, wood log siding, which looks more like logs. That goes up to the first level. Above that, we're going to use probably a cement board that is textured, and we'll be texturing that to make it look old. And so that's a high, it's a good product. Once you paint it, it's very durable. So we're using those materials. We're using a vinyl window up there, which is okay for me. I think vinyl windows are wonderful. Down in the valley, it's a little tough on vinyl windows. It's really pretty hard on them. It's just the fact the way they are. I think that's why Pella has their fiberglass product, because of that.
Now, real quick, I'll give you my ideal layout of the perfect Arizona home I have in my mind. And then after the break, we'll get some feedback from you. And it stems off of something I read about the Indian culture and their teepees. Everything was round. They sat in circles. And it's a culture that lasted for countless of years just because of that, you know, that they contribute so much of it to their circles that were inside their teepees. So it kind of started thinking about a dome structure, because I've seen a dome builder out of Sedona. Now, my problem with that is the outside of the domes are always so ugly. So that's where Tom really gave me some design ideas to make it not look like a dome house, but a dome house. But the living room would be in a circle in the middle. You would have the kitchen on one side, an extended living area and front entry, and then all the rooms would just go around the edge of this circle. And for the airflow and temperature range, the walls are going to be extra thick, and I I picture that thermal cooling, that there's water channels built into the cement and stone structures, so that it wouldn't even need, and since an air conditioning system, you would have to for the loan application. You can't get a building permit without an air conditioning unit in Arizona. But that's the basic concept, and there's a few more requirements that I'm going to have, like an observation reading deck. I've seen these living earth roofs that I've just fallen in love with. It you could walk up on top of the home, and it would be a living roof type scenario. So those are just some of the a few of the things. So we'll come back after the break and get your thoughts on that, a dome structure. And on top of the dome, it would have a circle of windows, and then the dome cap on top of it, so there'd be light in from the top no matter where the sun was coming down.
A cupola.
That's called a cupola. There's even a name for it. See, I didn't even know there's a name for it. Chauncey Meyer Architects joining us here at Rosie on the House.